Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to the Sunday Rant. This is December 21st. It's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And these are things that are just generally pissing me off. The first thing this week that really pissed me off was Trump's Truth Social post about Rob Reiner. This is my third take because that pisses me off so bad. And I'll tell you why. First of all, the President of the United States has no business ever saying anything even remotely close to that, as derogatory as it was. This guy was murdered in his living room, And Trump goes on Truth Social the very next day and talks about Trump derangement syndrome. You know, Mr. President, I'm sorry that somebody said something bad about the Mango Emperor, but you're a statesman. You're a diplomat. Your job is to protect the integrity of the office of the president, to be the statesman and the diplomat. You should never, ever, ever, infinity, say anything even remotely offensive as that was for anyone. And there's this thing called the First Amendment that allows Rob Reiner to say whatever he wants to say, just like Candace Owens, just like everybody else. Doesn't mean you have to listen. Doesn't mean you have to tune in. Doesn't mean you have to comment. Just means that he gets to say what he wants. But no, you have to make it about you. The guy was murdered in his living room with his wife. And this is what the President of the United States tweets out? Really? He suffered from Trump derangement syndrome? Are you kidding me? That is the most petty, childish thing I have ever seen in my entire life. Bar none. Retard of the week. Then there's Pam Bondi. There's 17 days left. 17 until the statute of limitations runs out on the January 6th crew. So you have two choices, Pam. Choice one, you arrest and you prosecute everybody that was involved in that committed a crime. Pelosi, Schumer, AOC, Obama, everybody, Chris Ray, everybody. Or two, you'll be despised by the American people. Despised. And if you don't arrest anyone within the window, and the statute of limitations runs out, you might as well resign, because the American people will hate you more than they already do right now. And they hate you because they think you are completely ineffective and that your only job is to go out there and campaign for your Fox News spot. Here's a hint. Go do that, because you suck as an AG. You are fucking terrible as an AG. I don't know what you do. In fact, it takes me back to the movie Office Space. What would you say you do here? And then there's the whole Erica Kirk, Candace Owens noise. Because that's all it is noise. Let me tell you, Turning Point this week, big show. Big, huge show here in Phoenix. Big, big spectacle. You know what she looked like? she looked like one of those holy rollers from the 70s and 80s. You know, one of the big Southern Baptist preachers rolling around the U.S., doing the big shows in the tents, healing people. That's what that looked like. It's a dumpster fire, and it's a clown show. And every day that this goes on, where they don't confront each other and they do this back and forth, it's just a dumpster fire. As far as I'm concerned, Turning Point is a fucking clown show, because she's a meme now. And here's a hint. When you become a meme, you've lost the war. No one believes you. No one. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. No one believes you. They think you are a clown show. And because you're a clown show and everybody thinks you're the professional widow, nobody believes you. No one's going to believe you. No matter what you do, they're not going to believe you. Why? Because you missed the window to establish credibility and integrity. What did you do? You hid behind your staff. Your staff went after Candace Owens. You should have done it. But instead, you didn't confront that head on. You didn't go on the show when you invited her on. And all you had to do was go on the show and confront her. And then people would decide on their own. You would at least had half the population. Now everyone thinks you're full of shit. Everybody thinks you're a fucking Southern Baptist holy roller. So good luck with that. Enjoy it. Save some money. It's a long road. It's a long ride down. Just saying. And then there's, and this is the part that I wasn't sure if I wanted to talk about this today, because I'm inundated with stuff. So I get at least 75 or 80 suggestions every week for some YouTube video or podcast or some interview to watch. And I watched part of the Candace Owens interview with this fucking retard that had she actually, you know, done some research, she'd have figured out this guy was a complete fucking moron. But the interview that everybody's talking about is this interview with this guy that supposedly went to Fort Huachuca, and he was former special forces, blah, blah, blah. He talked like an E1. And I couldn't help myself. I was sitting there and I could not help myself. I went back into battalion commander mode. Yeah, I'm listening to this guy talk, and he's talking about all this superfluous bullshit. And I'm like, if you have a motherfucking point, reach it quickly. What are you trying to say? What is the big fat claim? Turns out after an hour, the big fat claim was he saw Erica Kirk at Fort Huachuca the night before, and she was surrounded by all these clandestine guys. Okay, who cares? What does that have to do with anything? Nothing. And the kicker in all of it is this guy took an hour to get there. Like, Jesus Christ. Reach a point. Say your conclusion and then tell everybody why you think that. Instead, he's talking about what sandwich he had and what restaurant he went to and how he slept that. I don't care. No one cares. And Candace, you look like a fucking moron. You look like you've lost your fucking mind. And now you're just grasping at straws. Had you done a little bit of vetting and actually talked to this guy before you put him on air, you would have realized this guy's retarded. I can't put him on air because nobody will believe him. They're going to think he's crazy, and they're going to think I'm crazy. And now they think you're crazy. Hello? There's a direct correlation between the retardedness that you put on your fucking show without vetting this and how much people think you're a retard. And it's not a proximity issue. It's a vetting issue. But now you look like a crazy person. So any credibility that you would have had is gone. Ball's back in Erica's court. Sorry, you lost that fight. And you're not getting it back. Because they're going to capitalize on this and they're going to throw a bunch of money to prove you wrong. And it's not going to take much to prove that this guy's a retard. But here we are. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's just one of the things. Bongino leaving the FBI. I don't care. I have a prediction. Dan, your show is not going to do as well as it did before. You're not going to be skating on Easy Street anymore. And you're definitely not going to be back in the top 10. Because you had all these big claims, you know, these big words, just like cash. Then you went up there and you didn't do shit. And guess what? Everybody sees that. And now you're leaving and whining like a bitch, because that's what you're doing, whining like a bitch. Oh, Cash was, he's in his office every day at least 12 hours. Here's what you should have done. You should have gone to every field office. You should have gone through all of the memos for the last 5 years for everybody in the building. And you should have fired everybody that used the word domestic terrorist. You should have fired everybody from director down that said domestic terrorists. You should have fired anybody that went after an American citizen for claiming that there was election fraud. You should go, you should fire everybody in the FBI that wrote the memo that white nationalists and white males are domestic terrorists. That's here in Phoenix. I could have helped you out with that. You also don't get to complain and piss and moan and bitch like the bitch you are, because you have thousands of former military and law enforcement that would gladly raise their right hand and go help you fix that problem and clean up the FBI. All you had to do was put out the message saying, we need your help. If you're loyal to the Constitution, if you want to clean up the FBI, we could use your, I would have volunteered. I told Cash Patel on my show that I would volunteer to go after the pedophiles. I would lead the counterintelligence unit. I would lead the field office in Arizona. And I would go after real pedophiles. I'd go after real cartels. Did I get a call? Huh? Did I get a call? No. Wonder why that is. So don't whine to me like a bitch, because that's what you are, a little bitch. You're whining because, oh, I couldn't do the job. Well, guess what? You have an EG. You roll everybody up and you do the job. And if it costs you your life, guess what? You swore the oath. Because all of us in the military, we swore the oath. And when we got tapped on the shoulder to go overseas, we did it. Didn't matter if we agreed with the war we were fighting. Didn't matter if we wanted to go or not. We all went. You know why? Because it was our duty. We swore an oath. Our oath doesn't expire. Your oath doesn't expire. So you can sit there and whine like a bitch, or you can do your job. My advice is do your fucking job. And if you can't do your job, tell the American public why you can't. Tell the American public why you didn't release the Epstein files. Tell the American public what really is going on at the AG's office. Tell the American public who in the White House, e.g. Susie Wiles, is blocking everything that leads back to Israel. Tell the truth. The American people deserve that, especially after supporting you and sitting there and waiting around for a year for you guys to get off your ass and do the right thing. That's the least you can do on the way out. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. No one cares. As far as I'm concerned, go eat a bag of dicks. I don't care. You're a whiny bitch. And if that's all you're going to do is be a whiny bitch, go eat a bag of dicks. Because you're fucking worthless. Absolutely fucking worthless. You have thousands of Americans that would gladly go and help you clean up the FBI. A lot of them would do it for free. They would just do it to make sure that we had law enforcement and a judicial system that was fair and equitable. It's like the election system. I'll make this really easy for you. I know this is a really tough concept for you, but it's actually really easy. Americans want law and order. They want to go back to a trust-based society where public officials actually go and serve the American public. And then they wouldn't really give a shit about the elections if they knew that the elections were fair and they weren't rife with fraud. Same thing with the law enforcement agencies. If they knew law enforcement was actually there enforcing the law that the American citizens consider lawful, not this bullshit that's coming out of the blue states or out of the UK or Australia, but if you're actually enforcing the law and you weren't going after law-abiding citizens, guess what? They'd support you. But we've had the last 8 to 10 years of the FBI going after law-abiding citizens, doing their level best to entrap people, doing their level best to incite violence. And we sent you there to dox, to fire, and to prosecute all of those FBI agents that were committing crimes. That's what we sent you there for. I didn't send you for anything else. I don't care what your excuse is. I don't care how many hours you spent in the office. I can tell you, after being deployed a number of times and working 20, 23-hour days and sleeping an hour or two, maybe, in the middle of a fight, I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how much ointment you need for your sore pussy. I don't care. Your job is to clean up the FBI. Not to go rah-rah team, but to clean up the FBI. Because there's a lot of bad fucking actors there. And those bad actors, they need to go. That's the least you can do before you go back to your podcast and start whining like a bitch. And if you do go back to your podcast, tell the truth. Because the American public deserves the truth. No more obfuscation, no more lies. Tell the fucking truth. Israel ran the op. Susie Wiles won't let us release the list. They're worried about it burning down the government. And Israel controls the White House. There, I just helped you out. Those are the talking points. That's what the American public sees. All you have to do is nod your head. Guess what? Done deal. But are you going to do it? No. Because you sold your soul. And I don't care if they threaten you. I've been threatened hundreds of times. Literally hundreds of times. When I went after Wendy Rogers here, I can't tell you how many phone calls I got. Oh, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to bring it on, motherfucker. Come on. Bring some heavily armed men. Because I'm armed. So bring some heavily armed men. It's dumb. All things fucking dumb. And this election stuff. So Tulsi Gabbard comes out. This is the final thing. Tulsi Gabbard comes out and says, we have all this evidence that the 2020 election was stolen. Okay, great. Why hasn't anybody been arrested? Huh? I mean, you're DHS, right? You're DNI. DNI is supposed to like walk over the CIA. DNI is supposed to go over to NSA and say, go grab all these files. Let's give them to the FBI. And then the FBI takes that gift, which it really is a gift. All the signal intercepts, all the human intelligence, paper trail, all the files, all the emails. And then they go arrest somebody. Then they prosecute them. And then they throw them in prison or they execute them. Have we seen any of that? No, nothing. Not a goddamn thing. Why? Because they're not going to do anything. They'd have done it by now. They keep on saying, oh, tomorrow. Just wait, tomorrow. 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 It's like these retards that keep posting the MedBed shit and the Jacera and Nacera shit. Let me help you retards out. MedBeds don't exist. It's a fucking lie. It's like the quantum financial system. If you believe that, you're a retard. Because it's like Elon running around saying it's going to be universal high income. Okay, let me get this straight. So AI and robotics are going to replace every job on the planet. And we're going to be free to go and chase our passions. And we're going to be able to live with abundance where we didn't have it before. This is the same group of assholes telling you this that are consolidating and stealing as much of the wealth in the country that remains. They're actively looting the fucking bank vault. And you think they're going to somehow find it within their greedy selves to do a debt jubilee and wipe away all your debts and pay you a couple $100,000 and everybody on the planet's going to get it? Okay. Let me tell you what happens when that happens. Everybody's going to be flat on their ass doing nothing. Nothing's going to happen. Last I checked, trucks don't run by robots. at least not across country. Last I checked, doctors aren't robots. AI doesn't do diagnosis. Last I checked, the food in the store still needs to be stocked by a person, not by a robot. So until all that happens, you're going to be waiting around for your big payday. And the whole quantum financial system, let me tell you what that is. That's the digital control grid that they're actively building right now. That's digital currency. That is central bank digital currency. And you think those assholes are not going to fuck you over after looting the bank vault for the last 12 years since 2008? You're a retard if you think they are. These people are stealing our wealth. They are not going to give it back unless we take it back. Tyrants are only stopped when we stop them. Wake the fuck up. There is no such thing as a debt jubilee. That's a fucking pipe dream, like med beds. That's a pipe dream. And these assholes pushing that, like Charlie Ward, I've been listening to this guy say the same shit for the last 10 years. Tomorrow. It's very soon. It's coming very soon. But they have to take care of the children first, and then the soldiers that are going in the tunnels to get the children. But tomorrow you'll get a med bed. Fuck. It's bullshit. It's absolute, just like Candace Erica. Bullshit. It's all bullshit. Nobody buys it anymore. Nobody buys any of the narratives. And look, I'm going to help you out in Israel. You can throw all the money you want in all the advertising you want, in all the memes you want, in all the social media that you want, and you are not going to win. Do you know why you're not going to win? Because you committed atrocities. The whole world sees it. The whole world hates you. The whole world doesn't give a shit. You're running out of people to call Nazis. You're running out of people to call anti-Semites. You're running out of people to call, you know, terrorists, because you've pretty much blown them all up in the last two years. You don't get to cry the victims anymore. You're not the victims. You were the victims back in World War II, but you're not the victims, and you weren't the only victims then. Thousands and thousands of Russians, Poles, Czechs died during the war because of atrocities the Nazis committed and because of the brutality of the war on the Eastern Front. You do not get to claim the sole survivors and the biggest whiners or the biggest victims anymore. You wore that out in Gaza, and the world sees you for what you are. And if you want the world to like you, it's a really simple equation. Stop doing illegal, immoral shit. It's really simple. Stop fucking killing people. Stop running around the world boasting about how good you are at infiltrating and compromising people. Stop that shit. Do something good for the rest of the planet. Don't talk to me about, oh, we do so many good things to keep the Middle East peaceful. No, you don't. We did it. We went over to Iraq and fought a war for you. We're not doing that anymore. And you can bring in all the AIPAC assholes you want to the U.S. You can threaten us to take away our bank accounts, but that's just going to make us hate you more. And the fact that you have the audacity to go out in front of the public and say that you're going to go after people for calling out your criminality, go fuck yourselves. You can fuck off now. We've all heard enough of fucking Mark Levin and Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and all those other AIPAC fucking ball lickers. We've heard enough. We don't care. We're not fighting Iran. We're not invading Iran. We're not fighting another fucking fight for you. You can fuck off. Go deal with your own backyard. There's only 8 million of you. There's 150 million of us, and most of us are just generally pissed off. So enough is enough. You're a fucking meme already. Just stop. Go do something good. My God. You know, if it's not the AIPAC shit, if it's not the, the pro-Israel anti-Semite bullshit that I see every single day. And guess what? It doesn't convince me. All it does is make me despise the whole thing more. And I don't despise Jews. Not at all. In fact, one of my best friends is a Jew. I despise the people behind this. I despise the Netanyahu government because those are the assholes that are doing this. And when Mossad goes on fucking CBS on 60 Minutes and says, we create the illusion and we propagate the illusion and then we destroy the illusion, that should tell you who the fucking enemy is. My God. These guys are so full of themselves that they've compromised everybody in Washington, and it doesn't make anybody's blood boil. Really? I'm the only guy that's sick of this anti-Semite shit. I'm sick of the rhetoric. I'm sick of it. And what it really means is you can't criticize anything the Israeli government does. When Netanyahu is a fucking terrorist, the guy's been a fucking terrorist. He's going to be a fucking terrorist until he's fucking dead. And yet this motherfucker comes over here and gets the red carpet rolled out for him, and then we invite a Syrian terrorist over here? Jesus, I wonder what's wrong with the U.S. right now. Everybody's compromised. Here's my advice for President Trump. You need to right the ship. You need to get rid of Susie Wiles. You need to get rid of Pam Bondi. You need to out Mossad. You need to out the people that were running the Epstein operation. You need to out everybody in the CIA that was running air cover for that. And you need to out everybody in Mossad that's in this country right now causing harm. And that includes the Chinese. And you need to get rid of everybody in the administration that is Israel first. We didn't send you there because we wanted to make Israel great again. We sent you there because it's America first. America first always. And we don't have such things as favored nations. We have trading partners, but we always trade to our benefit. And that doesn't mean we send $369 million to Israel for their defense. That money, along with the money you sent to Ukraine, could have fixed everything in North Carolina and in Hawaii and in Washington State. But instead, nope, we have to send more money to that fucking cokehead. It's not even Ukrainian. Nobody buys that either. So right the ship. Because if you don't right the ship, you're going to be the most hated man in world history. Good luck.